Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Torcivia, the economist that helps us with most of our numbers and also has his own company, Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. You've just finished and published your first quarter Market Monitor. It's a statistical report that tells your subscribers what's going on in the business. And one of the things I want to key in on, and I know these are still preliminary because we're working on pulling together our May issue where we triangulate on these numbers, but it's a good first read. You talk about the shift in growth in the different surface categories. Tell us what some of your findings are there.
Well, the big story, obviously, is LVT. LVT is eating up the market right now, and I'm not saying anything anybody doesn't know.
Yeah.
But I think what's driving LVT is its wood look, because what's happening is LVT is taking resilient flooring out of the traditional wet areas of the home into the public spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And as it does that, it opens up a whole new market segment for resilient and specifically for LVT. We're seeing it starting to challenge wood flooring, carpeting, some of the mainstays in those areas of the home. And it's a growth segment for LVT. The other side is a ceramic tile. The new wood looks in ceramic tile are starting to really take off as well, and that's expanding the traditional market for ceramic tile, which was always kitchens and baths.
All right, so let me summarize that, because I'm looking at your chart right now. You're calling resilient flooring, you're calling that up 14%, and LVT and the rigid core cousins of that, it's hard to quantify specifically what that is. I know Larry Nagle thinks that's potentially 10% of the business now. He's got it at about $2.5 billion in wholesale value, you know, 10% of the business potentially. And you also have ceramic tiles, you mentioned, growing. So those are the two big growth areas, because ceramic is about a $3 billion business. I guess that's the major headline. Obviously, those two areas are taking share from other surface types, so most of the others are kind of flat to down, aren't they?
Yeah, except for laminate. Laminate is growing as well. Again, it's a wood look, and the wood looks, people love wood. Floor Focus consumer study indicated is by far the most desirable flooring type, and if they can't afford the real thing, they'll go for the next best thing, and it performs. All three of those products are seeing growth, none like LVT, but they're all seeing growth, and I would figure that's going to continue into the future.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about some of the factors as we ride into the 2018 calendar year. You talk in this report about consumer spending and housing. Give us some details there, if you would.
Well, the easiest way to say what's going on in the U.S. economy is it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
We see consumer spending is up, consumer sentiment is up, the index of economic indicators is up, employment is up. The one area of concern is interest rates are starting to rise.
Mm-hmm.
The deficit, I guess the Fed sees the economy growing maybe even a little too fast as far as they're concerned, not as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But we could see over 3% growth this year, which would be phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
Given the last 10 years we've seen.
Now, you're talking about GDP, aren't you, when you say
3%? Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
GDP, real GDP.
Yeah.
Could be up over 3%. That would be great news for the flooring industry. And I'm sure we're going to see really good results this coming year as well across the board. The deficit is something to be concerned about because it drives down the value of the dollar and causes the Fed to raise interest rates. So we'll see what happens there. But it's all still manageable. One other thing is the rest of the world is growing too. So that helps. Exports and employment, and it's just a positive factor.
I should have mentioned a minute ago when we were talking about this chart that you've got the total business in 17 over 16 up 3%. So it's doing better than GDP. What is your call for 18? Do you think it's going to continue at that pace or maybe even be better?
I think it's going to be a little bit better, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue to see the trends that are developing here continue to develop. The administration has made a vow that they were going to eliminate two regulations for every one that they imposed on the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's unleashed a whole bunch of things. Because the number one issue, if you see any of these surveys with executives, that holds back their companies is all the regulations that the government has built up over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And stripping those away helps unleash the power of the U.S. economy.
Talk to us also, I think you delve a little bit into channel shift, and I'm talking about, you know, how the consumer buys flooring, where they're buying flooring. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, the rise of the big box stores is a continuing tale that we've seen throughout the industry, and it's continuing. The real engine in all this is the flooring decor chain, which has shown double-digit comp store sales, which is phenomenal. But it's less home centers versus flooring stores. It's more big box versus little stores. And the challenge is going to be and continues to be how the Main Street floor covering store continues and finds its way to compete. And I suspect that, you know, the smart ones will succeed. You know, we're going to see the market continuing, however, to slide towards these big box stores.
Okay, so we can kind of do smaller segments of this as we look at that, because you've got home centers, Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards. You know, we're hearing that their carpet sales, which were fairly strong last year, are waning a bit this year. Then you've got some superstars like Floor and Decor you mentioned earlier. They went public. They've got plenty of money. But you've got the tile shop. They're not doing all that well. I mean, it's kind of a mixed bag, isn't it?
Yes, the tile shop has its problems right now, and I think they're going through a management shift there. But the Lumber Liquidator seems to be coming out of its doldrums, its issues with the Chinese laminate, getting back on track. I think part of what you're seeing with the home centers and carpet is the general trend in carpet.
So what's the read on the internet? I mean, I know that's where the consumer gets a lot of information, but there's not really been any big shift toward direct sales on the internet, with the exception of potentially rugs, right?
Right. Area rugs fit that model really, really well. Nothing else does. The general trend is towards bricks and clicks, as they call them, where people can buy on the internet, shop in a store, pick up their product in a store, get it installed by a store. That seems to be the model in the floor covering industry that's developing. And you can see in the reports from the major public companies like Lumber Liquidators and Floor and Decor how much business they do that way, and it's growing.
All right, Santo, it's great to get a read from you on this. You and I will be working closely together to do our May statistical issue. Again, been talking to Santo Tresivia, a principal with Market Insights and the economist that helps us with most of our numbers. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.